Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, hi, Holly.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Dave.
So, hiya there.
Hiya.
Hello, everyone at home. Welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast with David, the blonde...
The blonde falcon. Once again, a bird of prey.
Okay, the blonde falcon. And today, our guest is Holly Byrne.
Hello!
Hi there.
The brunette, lesser spotted eagle.
What? Lovely.
Wow. Look at you. You've come alive,
that's
haven't you?
Going up a spine.
Well, just to let everyone know, we are currently in a cave.
Right.
Now, the cave has many tunnels working their way into the earth. Where is the cave, David?
This particular cave is in France.
Oh, is it?
It is.
We're in the catacombs beneath Paris.
Oh, does it, Dave?
Well, that's a noise.
Oh, it certainly is. Echoing through the cave chambers.
Hello, I'm Charles. And I'm a crow.
Oh, here he is. Here he
Hello,
comes.
Charles. You are a what?
He's a robot.
Hello, I'm Charles. And I'm a crow.
Oh, he's a crow.
Oh.
He's a crow. He's a commoner garden crow. I'm
crow
a lesser
falcon.
The bird business.
Get you. I'm going to be a pigeon.
Brian,
lovely.
But we're not birds of prey or birds at all. We're being normal, yes?
We're human beings, yes.
Oh, Brian.
Okay, so we're in the catacombs underneath the city of Paris.
Yes, we certainly are. The city of love.
Right.
Yes.
Has it got stalagmites or stalactites?
It's got might and tight, and they become pillars.
Love it.
Now, how do we work?
It's important information.
How do you work out a stalactite and a stalagmite?
A tight might.
Mites go up and mites go down.
Yeah, we've got a lady with a brain in this cave.
I'm just thinking about tights. I think that might be wrong.
I think you are right.
Did you sing a quick song called Tights Go Up, Mites Go Down?
Tights go up. Tights go up, all the way up, up, up. Mites go down to the ground.
Up they
Life's
go.
About love.
Up they go.
Wow.
Up they go.
Up they go.
I think we're going to have a lovely time in the cave.
I suspect so.
I've got quite musical.
If only it weren't so damp down here.
I know. Well, we need to get some minor light so we can actually see in front of us.
A little Davy lamp.
Ooh.
Pop these hats on, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Charles.
Put that hat on. I'm going to light this torch, if you don't mind.
Please do.
So just
light away.
Strike of a match, and there we go.
Oh. There we go. There's nothing better than a bit of fire.
Torch.
Oh, cheers.
A torch for you and a
Thank
torch
Thank you,
for you,
sir.
Though.
Cheers, Brian.
Should we go wandering into the
Let's
the
have
labyrinth?
A look around.
Ooh.
The underground. Oh, it feels like an Indiana Jones.
It does,
adventure.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
What
are we going to find?
The famous three. Off we go. Let's have a look.
And
Charles. Famous four.
Charles.
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 Good echo here in this chamber.
It is.
Yes.
Shout something out. Let's hear the echo, David.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Why not your catchphrase?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're masculine.
You're masculine.
Come back
Everyone
to
say one word.
This is my new catchphrase. I've given that recently.
One word. God. I don't know what to say. There's a lot of pressure on you. Leeds.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that. That's going through the chamber.
I'm just looking at the Leeds.
Where's the
oh,
echo?
Not the actual place.
Okay, so first question for David. If I gave you £1,000 right now, what would you spend it on? If I gave you £1,000 right now, what would you spend it on?
I am entering into the age of being 40 pretty soon in a few years.
How old are you now?
I am 38, so I'm on the way to it. I think I'm not, because I'm being genuine about this. I don't believe in plastic surgery. I wouldn't do plastic surgery. That'd be a ridiculous answer to it. Oh, you're laughing away there.
I want you to be truthful, David.
I'm being very truthful.
No, you stop pointing.
Oh, I am. I'm stopping pointing completely. And it's not plastic surgery, because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it would be something to help the aesthetics of my appearance. So we're keeping in the realms of reality.
Are you being serious? If I gave you £1,000 right now, I don't think you would. I think you'd buy some clothes, some trousers.
I've got terrible skin. I've got awful.
What's wrong with your skin?
I have to put on four different types of cream every.
I think you're overdoing it, love.
Well, that's why.
Every when? Every lunchtime?
Every morning.
Let's have a feel.
At night. Please.
So it's
what the difference is wrong with that?
It's the face,
it's
unfortunately.
Like it's like a baby's body.
What?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with your skin, love.
My hands are fine, it's my face.
Touching David's hand.
Dermatologist extraordinaire, what I am.
What do you make of his skin,
Holly? Slippery and slathery. You don't need no moisturiser.
Well, that's because I had to put loads of cream on, unfortunately.
What cream? What creams are these, pray tell?
One is, what are they called? One of them's got steroids in.
Oh, David!
The doctor sold it to me.
No wonder you're mad.
I know, I don't know what...
There's all these bloody creams.
I know, there's four of them I've got to slap on. It's quite horrific. And they get stuck in my eyebrows and I have to dust them off like snow.
Are you an all-body creamer?
No, thank God, no, just the face. Well, that's all anyone sees. I don't worry about the rest.
You have to put cream on your face. Why? Because it dries.
If I lived in a medieval village before cream and science
you'd
was about...
You'd be a wizened old woman right
oh,
now.
Oh, I'd be horrific. I'd be like the elephant man.
What would you... No, genuinely, what would you look like if you...
I would look... I'd just be red, crusty. It'd be like an old pizza that's been in the fridge too long. It really would be like tomato and cheese, red and sort of cheesy kind of flakes.
I have to say, I mean, I went to university with this girl who was allergic to the sun.
Oh, good grief, that's
wow. Can you imagine?
That's a vampire, isn't
that? She was allergic to the sun. She came out of her room every day in halls, creamed up.
Yeah.
I mean, fully creamed up.
But me.
Did she go outside, Holly?
With the cream on.
Right.
But full protection.
Yeah.
You know, her face was white with cream.
Wow.
And you're saying you put
four different creams. It cost me a lot of money.
I was going to say, you probably
could
spend
£1,000.
Well, how much does it cost?
The steroid cream, that lasts me 6 months, but that costs £70.
Okay, so would you put some of the £1,000 towards the steroid cream?
No, I'd want to go under some kind of, like, actual... Well, not operation, as I say, but see a dermatologist?
I think you've been had, David. There's absolutely nothing wrong with your face.
Honestly, if I didn't have the cream, I would just turn into some kind of medieval witch type of thing. I'd regress into some kind of medieval creature that people would chuck onions at.
Personality and everything.
The whole thing was just a disaster.
I wouldn't chuck onions at you,
mate. We're not in the medieval times, thank God. We're more...
Exactly.
Exactly. But what's the answer to your question? The £1,000, genuinely.
I would see a dermatologist.
You'd see a dermatologist?
Yes, I would do, because it's just, the cream is exhausting, it dries. I have these, like, Tippex eyebrows, I have to get rid of
them. Where did you get into all this cream?
Well, I started off just using Nivea, and it just wasn't powerful enough. I had to start going to the medical industry, doing some research.
And have you seen people about this problem?
Oh, yes, Dr. Mop, my GP, and everything.
Dr. Mop?
Yeah, my GP.
Dr. Mop.
Mop. Dr. Mop.
No way, he is not called Dr. Mop.
Yeah, Mr. Mop. Yeah, Dr. Mop, that's his
Mr.
name on
Mop.
The... Has that got an innuendo to it or something?
It's not got an innuendo, but it's got an innuendo.
Innuendo. Dr. Mop. I've had him for years. Dr.
There is
Mop.
A potion that exists in these caves that cures eczema. We should find it.
Oh, please!
Did you hear that? There's a potion that exists in these caves that cures eczema.
I do not want that to be an anticlimax.
We've reached the fork in the caves. Should we go right or left, Holly?
Well, whether this cream is, this solution to my face.
Can you sniff it out? Have you got those sort of powers? You must know every cream going, so...
Well, I mean, I can smell fire, but I can't smell
you can
anything...
smell fire?
Well, not fire now.
Isn't that like the start of a stroke when you smell...
That's burnt toast.
Burnt toast.
And you are right.
Whoa,
always
whoa,
be ready
whoa,
for burnt
whoa,
toast.
Whoa! You smell burnt toast when you're having a stroke?
Yes, you do. You do.
What if you smell burnt toast because toast burnt smoking?
You just think, thank God, it's only the toast. It's not my head that's on fire.
What if... But
Is that true? Smell burnt
yeah,
toast?
Yeah, it was in Neighbours. I remember somebody telling someone in Neighbours.
Is that where you got your cream?
It inspired me to get in contact with Dr. Mop, but it didn't.
He cannot be called Dr. Mop.
You look him up. Arundel Surgery,
you
Dr.
Stop
Mop.
Shouting,
oh,
David.
Sorry, Brian. You're quite right. You are quite right. Lower the volume. There's a lady in the room. I do start.
I only like quiet.
You're quite right.
I'm well known only to like.
No, we've got to keep things at a civilized manner.
So right or left, Holly? Where would you like? You're in charge.
Oh, it's got to be left all the time.
Okay,
you know.
So we're walking down.
Ladies first.
A bit of silence. Should we listen to our footsteps?
Yeah, oh, lovely.
Wow.
It's so relaxing.
Talking about my eczema has really got me quite...
Don't worry.
You're coming out in hives.
I think I am. Find that cream.
Oh, I hope so, Brian.
Don't you worry about that.
Quite relaxed now.
I think it'll be like a Laker cream, like in like sort of Augustus Gloopin.
Oh,
like,
I could leap in and do a back...
Exactly. Be some sort of Willy Wonka
cradle thing. What's it
called? What?
A back front... a back stroke. There we go. A back stroke in the cream of solutions.
Holly, have you got a question for David that you like? Any question?
David. I, at the moment, have a problem, a genuine problem, in that my neighbours are attempting to knock down my wall, my garden wall, because they're building an extension, David. And the other day they came around and said, oh yes, we're just going to have to knock down the party wall.
Wall?
But it is my garden wall, and it is their garden wall, but it is a party wall, because it belongs to both of us. But they want to knock it down. What would you do about that?
Now, what side of the house or flat is it?
What side is it on?
Yeah, the left or the right?
It's on... Well, if you've got your back to my house, if you're standing in my garden, the wall is here on the left.
Right.
Now, isn't it in law that the wall on your left is... do you know the law, David?
I don't know the law. That I need to know the law, because the law is what we live by, and I need to know it in more depth.
You sort of know a lot, and I'm surprised you don't know the law of fences and walls.
What would you do if someone was going to knock down your garden wall?
First of all, I would say to them, I love being your neighbour, and if there isn't a wall anymore, we're not going to be neighbours. I mean, you know, what's going to be there instead? Like a massive garden?
They're going to knock it down and build another one.
Oh, well, it depends what the new wall's going to be like. If it's a nice wall, you know, if it's one that I can put some hanging baskets on and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Are you a gardener?
I don't want to... Not really, but I don't want to be negative. I mean, I can feel your anger, Holly. I can relate to your anger there. But if it's a nice wall and it's well presented and they've got sketches and a PowerPoint presentation to show me
they're
what they're
planning... We're not doing a show of PowerPoint.
No,
you're quite right. Yeah, I've gone too far again.
No.
You're quite right, Brian. You're quite right. But it depends... You know, if they just left it and they weren't going to put a wall up afterwards, that'd just be like, oi, what's going on here, mate? You know.
Steady.
Sorry, you're quite right. This is just turning into a large park, you know, type of thing. But what have they told you their wall plans?
Well, it's gotten very out of hand, David. They just came around the other day and said, oh, we're going to knock this down, but I don't think they can knock it down, you see, unless I give them permission. But they're, you know, it's an argument between neighbours is what it is going to end up happening.
Blood.
How do you feel about your neighbours? Do you have problems or?
I don't have any problems with my neighbours. I live in a flat, not a house. I would like to have more contact and communication with them.
So, they feel the same?
Is anyone? Yeah, do they feel the same?
What with me?
Yeah.
Well, clearly not, because I try and give them full eye contact and enter into conversation with them.
Oh yeah.
And they just march on.
They do.
They're not interested in conversing with me. I have problems with the person upstairs. I don't know if he's upstairs or he's downstairs, but the volume is incredibly loud. He just watches endless war films. And I go upstairs and I knock on the door and I say, listen, I'm not being rude, but we've all
have
got work tomorrow.
Have you actually confronted him?
I have. That's
you know
a fact.
Do you know their war films?
I know Saving Private Ryan, it's Thin Red Line.
Can you hear it? Can you hear everything?
Oh, I can hear the dialogue, the grenades going off. I'm watching it. I'm going through it in my head. Oh, this is the bit he gets killed. I got an Oscar for this.
But he keeps watching them.
Yes, just watches them on loop.
Stop shouting
at me.
You
are quite...
I'm not your neighbour.
You are quite right. And thank you for guiding me down the road of being a civilised man. And
I've got a little idea. Maybe we can do little recreations of your problems. So if we go back to your bedsit and as if we're watching you in there, little cinematic film.
Okay.
What do you do? What do you hear? And so here we are. You're in your bedsit.
Well,
so you're lying on your bed. We can hear the
lying on the bed, my light's off, I'm ready to go to sleep now. I've read a chapter of my autobiography, not my autobiography, a celebrity's autobiography, you know, and the eyes are getting heavy. It's like time for slumberland. The last one I read was Gary Lineker's autobiography.
Very, very apropos, ain't it? I mean, couldn't be more. Yes.
He's the man of the moment.
He's in the
news. Why? What's happened?
Because you've been reading his autobiography.
Well, there you go. Seal of approval.
I want to imagine you in your bed reading a book.
Yep.
And I want to hear war films.
So I'm... I turn the light off and I can just hear grenades, people shouting, Vietnamese women screaming. It's just like, you know, endless stuff. And I'm pretty sure it's upstairs. And I'm, you know, it has to build... I don't like confrontation with strangers. But you turn on the lamp, you've got to get out. You've got work in the morning. You then, you know, you put on your slippers, you go up the stairs, knock on the door, and he answers the door. And he always says to me, "It's not me, mate. I can hear it as well."
Oh.
And it's like, well, it's, I apologise, it's not a problem.
But you think it is him?
Well, I think... Did
when
I...
you go and knock on the door, can you hear the noise emanating from his door?
No, I can't, but it's almost as though...
He turns it off?
He's got a larger lounge than me, and I think perhaps... I'm trying to work out the geography of the whole thing.
Oh, geez.
Or perhaps... It's the person downstairs, and it's so loud. I've even gone out the building and wandered around the gravel in my slippers, just trying to identify where the grenade fire's coming from. It's just a disaster. And the thing is, I don't want to be too confrontational with this chap and say no.
Likes war films.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you are lying, sir.
David.
Oh, yes, sir.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's you. Maybe it's all in your head. Maybe
I'm going back to the war zone.
Well, who knows?
So when you're round on the gravel, what can you hear?
I think I can hear... I can hear it. It's up. It seems to be up, up on the second floor. Uh-huh. But then he seems to tell me it's down at the bottom floor. Then I just think, God, I'm going to have to go to bed. I've got work in the morning.
What time is this?
Oh, we've gone past midnight.
Oh, jeez.
And Joe, you know, the worst thing that really upsets me...
Come on, David.
If you don't mind. It's a case of, you know, suddenly... The TV just turns off in the middle of Thin Red Line or whatever, and then obviously he's ready for bed, and I'm so riled.
And you want to hear the rest of the film?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Now it's a case of, well, I'm not ready for bed now.
Wow.
You've got second
wind. Full of adrenaline.
Oh, adrenaline. It's just like...
Cliffhanger.
Huh? What was that, Charlie?
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. You're quite right.
Right. Obviously, we've all just stopped in the... this is very much like Raiders of the Lost Ark, because in front of us is a gap in the floor that we're going to have to jump.
Oh, heck.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a great jumper.
Well, I'll go first.
Okay.
And then...
Start out first, Bri.
And then, but what I was going to say, when I get to the other end, I'll be there to catch you.
Oh, thank you. That's very good of you. Very gentle.
Yeah. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Like a big
so here we go.
Yeah.
I'm running up to the gap in the floor.
What?
And I'm on the other side.
He's done it.
Okay.
Nice run up. Some momentum.
Here she comes.
It's Bryce.
See the way I caught her?
David.
Let me down,
David.
Let me down,
Bryce. Say goodbye. So.
Oh, really?
We're leaving you on the other side. No, we're ready for you.
Oh, thank God, I was going to say, flipping heck.
We'll both get you.
Here we go, 1, 2, 3, just believe in yourself, Dave.
Here he comes, he's jumping now.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff.
Like a child that's just come out the womb.
He farted midair.
You farted midair.
It happens. My body was in contraction.
Very strange. You did fart midair.
I did. Okay, it happens.
I've got another question. Let me see now as we make our way into the depths of the caves. Ah, yes. Have you ever looked at your own arsehole?
No, I haven't. But someone showed me theirs in Cub Scouts.
Oh.
And it was just... Well, they said we're
all... How did that happen? No, it wasn't the leader or anything.
No, it wasn't the leader. It was not an adult. It was a fellow 12-year-old.
Under reconstruction.
I'm sure it's not an imagery you'd want recreated for you to have.
So how did it come about?
It really was a strange situation where he wanted to just show me something
he'd
found.
Where were you?
We were in a tent. Sure. It was in Devil's Dyke.
Fucking hell.
It was in Devil's Dyke?
It was, which is It's on the outskirts of Brighton.
I think
Devil's Dyke.
We set a podcast there, didn't we?
I think we did.
Yeah,
we
literally didn't tell us about this.
No, we didn't tell us about that at all. And it was in a tent, and it was a case of... It was almost as though he had come across this thing and he wanted to show it to me.
Okay, so what were you in bed? Were you about to fall asleep?
I was zipped up in my sleeping bag. I remember we had a big box of chocolate digestives and other little sweets and whatever. I was enjoying myself, you know, it was very relaxed. He got out and just had a wee type of thing. Then he came back in and was sort of pulling his trousers up. We were sort of laughing at, you know, at each other. So,
in what way? What were you laughing?
Well, it was kind of like schoolboy laughter, like, oh, there's your, you know, there's your python type of thing between your legs type, you know, kind of, oh, we're all cubs together type of thing, you know.
Christ.
And then he just sort of, have you seen one of these before? And he just properly.
I know
that's terrible. It is terrible.
For the benefit of the listeners at home, what did he do?
He just pulled his cheeks back and... I know, it's you know, and it was just this grimy little black, you know, kind of...
A black boy?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No, not that it would have been an issue if there was, you know.
Never said there was an issue.
No, absolutely. You certainly didn't, sir. Absolutely. We embrace... Yeah, absolutely. So it's a case of brought back the cheeks and there it was.
I've got a question from a listener.
Oh, yeah.
David. I mean, it's a fun question, okay?
Yes, I like fun. I'm up for fun.
Actually, no, it's not a fun question.
Either way.
Okay, this is from at Vaughan Earl. Okay.
Right.
Would David prefer to live a month under the sea with only fish to eat or a month on the moon with freeze-dried vegetables?
It goes without saying, certainly the moon with, vegetables.
Stop pointing.
Sorry, stop pointing. I keep doing that.
Freeze-dried vegetables.
Freeze-dried vegetables on the moon. It goes without saying, you know.
Why does it go without saying?
Because the moon is a destination that only very seldom men have wandered on.
Yeah.
Well, lots of women.
How many women have been on the moon? Has there been? I'm not being sexist.
I think there's been more men than women.
To be sexist, that
is terrible, isn't it? If there isn't more women on the moon, I'm going out and I'm going to start a petition, and I need to get them on there.
I don't think you will, though. I think you're all talk, no trousers.
It's something I'd aspire to. It's something I'd like to wear a badge saying "Get women on the moon," but I probably wouldn't
get
go out. I wouldn't go out of a clipboard.
Who are you, Bridget Christie?
Yeah, yes, I would. I would support it, but I wouldn't organise it.
Get
right.
Women on the moon.
Like those baby ASAP. On board badges on the tube.
Yes.
Get women on the moon ASAP badges.
Get women on the moon ASAP.
No more page three. Get women on the moon T-shirts. Yeah.
Because I've just worked out. I don't think any have been on the moon.
Have they? Yes.
Oh,
a woman
that's all
called
right.
Helen Watsovays, a woman called Russian woman, a British. They've been on the moon.
Oh, well, we
don't
have to worry about that.
Don't you do down women by saying they've not been on the moon.
Oh, I am glad they've been on the moon. I'm going to Google
Ollie,
it.
I'll be honest with you, he does this every episode, and I think you need bringing down a peg or two.
And I've just been brought down, and thank you for doing it.
Yeah, well, I'll happily stand at the front of the queue.
Well.
No, it needs to be done. It needs
for
to be done.
For the bringing David down queue, I'll be at the front.
Oh, thank you. Best friend, best critic. Keeping me balanced. I'm glad they've been on the moon.
Would you like to go on the moon, though?
I certainly would do. Good grief, yes. Stood on a massive rock, hovering in space, looking down at Mother Earth. You know, it's like, look at me. Well, a new perspective on
how
life.
How do you feel about space? You know, the travel age industry, you know, the travel industry, like Richard Branson doing the whole, like, pay £2 billion and you can go for, you know.
Unfortunately, I haven't got £2 billion, but, I mean, if I could...
I mean, that was just ballpark.
Oh, that's ballpark. Yeah, I don't even ballpark sums. I'd love the idea of that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can land, though, can you? You just go up there, say hi to the moon, and then you go down. So it's a lot of money spent for just one afternoon.
Oh, you don't, like, do any, like, walking or any, like...
I don't think so. I think it's just up, moon, back. I reckon you could do it in an hour. It's like the Euro...
That's quite boring. Is it like that, the wheel on the South Bank, which is the dullest thing ever and pointless? Is it a bit like that?
Probably. I've never thought of it like that, but it probably is.
It's a much more expensive version.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not
downhill on my expectations.
I don't
want to
do
it.
And do you know what puts me off as well? Do you know Buzz Aldrin? He was the second person on the moon, was he? Apparently, I've heard this from quite a few sources who've met him. Really?
You've met people that have met Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah, quite a
really?
Few people have met Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
And they say he's an absolutely, I hope he's not listening, horrible guy.
Why?
Because he's been around the whole, he's whole life has been about the fact he was always the second person on the moon and not the first person on
got
the
you.
Moon.
Got
and
you.
That's what it establishes personality.
He's got a chip in his shoulder.
Yes!
Can you make that noise, David?
Yes! But it's a valid one, and it emphasises your points.
Thank you.
No one wants to be second, do they?
And you'd be like 83rd or something, so I wouldn't bother, David.
You're quite right. I need to find some... Well, there's Mars. They're getting ready for Mars.
So
I keep doing that. I'm so apologetic. Someone needs to just, you know, gaffer tape my arms down. If you want to do that,
go
for
it.
Well,
we've done it.
Please do.
He's a lost cause.
I'll break out somehow. I've just got a point. I don't know why.
Here is the gaffer tape for his mouth.
The gaffer, thank you.
The gaffer tape. Just
thank
gaffer.
You. Gaffer away, gaffer.
We don't want to gaffer tape your mouth,
huh? No, you're quite right. I thought I made my arm.
You've got another question for David.
If you were a woman...
Oh, yes.
What sort of woman would you be? Like, give me a celebrity you think you'd most be like and a historical person you'd most be like.
Yeah, I've already thought that for some reason.
He's already been there in his head.
I have. I've already
sensed that. I thought this was already. I mean, there's probably written a whole essay on
for
this.
For some reason,
come on.
A few essays. I've never actually sat down and written them out.
No, I know. You've got it all mapped out there. What would your name be?
For some reason, it's like an early morning thought.
Yeah, what would your name be?
Oh, Dinah Edwards. It goes about. I don't know why that scene is amusing.
Straight
I can just imagine.
Straight off the bat.
It was You were there.
You know, I just think...
Diana Edwards.
There's a parallel world out there, people, talking about the moon and things like that, and Diana Edwards is knocking about in a stiletto.
I bet she goes to a dermatologist, uses a lot of creams.
I hope so, because she's got a wonderful bone structure, so she's got bad skin. It's letting the show down, because everything else is spinning on the old plate front.
So you'd be Diana Edwards, and how old would she be?
Oh, the exact same age as me,
okay,
38. No, that's a good question.
Where would you live? How would you talk? How would you move? What would your sensibilities be? Would you be a lot different to who you are now, do you think?
I think maybe a lot of my qualities in a woman's body would be a lot more respected for some reason.
Right.
He looks so worried.
He does look worried.
He does look worried.
Well, it's a confusing element whereby I think to myself, I'm never going to be Diana Edwards, you know.
You go down well as Di.
I think I'd go
down...
Go
with it.
I'd go with an absolute storm.
What would you be like? What would you look like?
Come on.
I would I'd have a blonde, kind of slightly cropped kind of hair type of thing. Short, but very executive corporate type of thing.
Very middle
class.
Okay. Oh, I see. Where do you live?
I would live in Notting Hill.
You'd have a
Nigella Lawson-esque type of thing. Lots of tea parties.
Oh, really? Do you make your own money? Are you a bit of a...
Very much an entrepreneur. I've got a husband, but we're very much equal.
What's his name?
Brian. No, not Brian.
You're not...
No, Brian is like Brian Gittings. I mean, it's just Brian. It's just sort of like a Brian
type his name?
Thing.
Brian what?
He doesn't sound very smooth. No disrespect, Brian, but...
Just a relationship it would be. Who was Margaret Thatcher married to?
Dennis.
It'd be like a Dennis relationship.
Oh, he'd very much
be... Do you have any children?
I have got children. I've got three. They're all at private school. They're all at boarding school type of thing, but I visit them regularly and they come and visit me.
Do you do anything or do you just sort of socialise? Are you a socialite?
I don't think I like Diana Edwards. Stop.
I don't know why I keep...
Diana does not...
I don't think I like Diana Edwards.
Thing is, not everyone likes winners, and Diana would.
Me neither.
She's very much part of the 80s setup, in a sense.
She's a winner. She's one of winners. Does she always appear in the front opening pages of ES magazine, Evening Standards magazine?
Oh, she would do.
She's having blinis at the, you know, Sanderson
she'd
Hotel on a Thursday
ES,
night.
She'd
yeah.
be reading that in her, like...
What is she eating? What is she wearing type?
Yes, yeah. definitely.
What is she wearing?
She would be wearing almost sort of like Joanna Lumley silks and kind of like slightly oriental.
Are you
shopping big time?
Yes, definitely. Flowing skirts, never showing off too much flesh. Stilettos, but not high heels.
I bet you purchase a lot of art, don't you?
Oh, a lot of art, yeah.
You're never
definitely.
Not at a gallery opening, are you?
Definitely. And just the odd kind of bangle here and there that I've got from travelling.
Oh, the odd bangle?
Definitely.
Not girlfriend.
She's just like, she's just got everything balanced. It's all
Are you
happening.
Like that woman, Gogo or something, who's really, really rich and like one of the most rich women ever or whatever. And by accident, she goes to auctions and she, by accident the other day, she bid for a picture and she won the picture because she accidentally waved at Jennifer Lopez.
Goodness me. Well, I can imagine that type of thing.
Do you see Diana, you know, pitching up at what, Sotheby's or something, just sitting there having a nice afternoon with your gal friends, and by accident, just, oh, hi, J-Lo, and you've just bought yourself a pic.
I think Diana would think, this is a great way of killing two birds with one stone. I want that R, and I want to say hi to a girlfriend. She'd be good at multitasking.
You've sent your
She's
children away, yes, to boarding school.
I have, just because...
Why?
Good question.
Because they need to have the right social skills to navigate up that social ladder.
Why don't you want them around the house so you can show them a bit of love?
I would show them a lot of L-O-V-E come the bank holiday weekends.
Not the bank holiday week. What
you'll
about...
Be away, you'll be in San Moritz.
And I'll be bringing them with me.
Why not? Like, every day. Why are you sending them away?
You're ruthless, you old die.
I think it's a case they need to start networking ASAP from day one.
I can't stand
You are hideous!
You horrible woman.
Those kids will go far in comedy, won't they?
But it's a Darwinian element. You've just got to, you know, Diana's done well for herself and she wants her kids to have the same life she's got with the Agra and the...
Di, let me ask you this. This is an interesting question. Where did Di come from? Did she come from nothing and build herself up, real dog eat dog, you know, really get out my way, I'm going to win? Did she come from... Well, like, was her father, like, you know, a coal miner? You know, and her mum died in childbirth. Or is her father like Lord Such and Snobbledy Snob? And, you know, it was just par for the course. I'm interested to know her derivation, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. It's the former. All the way.
It would be. They're the worst.
Yeah.
What are they called? Philistines. She'd be in a family of Philistines and they're all watching ITV.
That's a bit harsh. Just because they got no money doesn't mean they're Philistines.
Well, she just seems to have this inherent ability to watch BBC 2, appreciate BBC 4, you know, tune into Radio 4. They're watching ITV, X Factor and Snatch Guards.
Has she just sort of dropped them, basically?
No, she hasn't. She will get in contact over Christmas via Skype. You know, there'll be
Where
a connection.
Are you talking about her parents here?
Yes.
Sorry. Right.
Yes, she has a connection there, but they're not. They don't see each other. They've got nothing in common.
Is she sort of a modern-day Hyacinth Bouquet?
We'd hope not, you know.
Richard!
You know...
My question is... What?
Sorry, pointing again.
My question is,
see,
Brian, why?
Flat hand there.
I'm
it's
pointing
peace.
Up there.
Peace, isn't it? It's
yeah.
not like
if it was an extended arm, it wouldn't be yeah. so good. But
it's not a dictator. It's just sort of saying, come on, we're all together.
My question is, why have you chosen this lady? Why? Why Diana? She sounds horrible.
I don't think she would be. I think after a few wine flutes or champagne flutes, I think you would look at her and you would think, you know, you've got something about you. Everyone would secretly go to bed or they'd be sat on the toilet, you know, brushing their teeth, thinking, yeah, she's a bit of a so-and-so, but God.
She sounds a ruthless old witch.
If you put it this way, if you're in Diana's club, things are a lot easier in life. All right, if you're outside, yeah, it's very cold.
No, but the thing is, imagine she's got the ability to turn on a sixpence. So you'll be in a club one day, then Tuesday, you'll be like, sorry, who are you?
Yeah.
It'll be that. It'll be cold. You'll be cut from her.
Well, if you're not keeping up and you're not staying relevant, it's like, I'm not going to read tomorrow's newspaper. It's not relevant, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Do you
Holly the golden question?
I will do.
So this is a golden.
Golden time. Okay.
I'm listening.
Now,
hang on, are we all right in this cave?
Absolutely fine.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely fine. We found a lovely little spot. There's no dampness.
I'm trying to think how best to word this.
Why, is it sexist?
No, it's art. It's not sexist at all. It's about females and...
It's
basically, how important in your future is marriage? To you, do you think? Do you think it's one of those things where it's a box to tick, or if it comes around, it comes around? I'm not
is
waiting for
your way of asking.
Testing the water, perhaps? Or just generally.
David.
Okay.
Rephrase the question again, how you phrased it?
It was a case
how important
of,
to
how
my future?
How important? When we're looking at the future, we think, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that.
To the point.
Sorry. Is marriage on the bucket list?
Say to you, David, that I very much enjoy being my own person.
Mm.
probably a little too much. Do you know what I mean? Can you relate to that? You live on your own in a bedsit.
Not optionally. I think I'd like,
okay,
you know...
So you'd like to give out?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, right. Well, you never made that clear. Okay, so I have a problem. See, I'm probably... I sort of like doing my own thing a little bit too much, and I'm not that bothered about anybody else. So therein probably lies your answer, dear Davy. I have not much interest in others.
Well, that's the truth. You're dropping truth bombs, and it's going to be respected.
What do you make of that, David?
Well, I think it's a case of, would you like a prince to gallop along on a horse, though, and whisk you up? And take you to Harrods and feed you chocolates?
Take you to Harrods?
I just don't think I would, David. No. I don't think I would.
But, I mean, he'd do what you'd want him to do.
Would he?
Well, he better had.
Absolutely. If you wrote a list down, a clear bullet-pointed list...
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know about that, David.
I don't know about the whole...
You're stuck in the Dark Ages, love. You want to get this...
Well, I'm the light in the darkness of hope.
Definitely. But if you're still, you know, barking up that tree, the knight in shining armour tree taking you to Harrods, all that business... That's not good.
Are you the knight in this situation?
I wouldn't be so arrogant. If there's... It's like any opening. If there's a job opening, you can give your CV in, can't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're going to get the job, but you'd be stupid not to apply. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean...
So are you saying you could save Holly from something? Is that what you're...
I think I can show you a good time.
What do I need to be saved from? Myself?
Well, this is very true. I could just add, you know...
What?
You don't need an extra couch in the flat, but it'd be nice to have one. What could I add?
Yeah. I certainly don't need an extra couch, thank you very much. It'll be far too busy and cluttered in there.
I would not be clutter. I would add something productive to your life. I think I'd add some spice.
You're suggesting that I don't. You're suggesting that women I don't want to go down the sexist route again. Well, you were just suggesting that, you know, knights in shining armour, la la la, needed to save women from something.
No, not at all. They should go on the moon. They should.
You were talking about rescuing. So suggest.
You were talking about rescuing and whisking.
Suggests that there's something, you know.
Well, would you find it fulfilling to rescue me, perhaps, or a man, if I put myself in a position to be?
I don't want to rescue anybody. Thank you very much.
But I think perhaps it would give you some sense of, you know, like when you rescue the Africans, you give some money, you donate something. Just that kind of feel. You might like,
well-being.
Oh, that's nice.
I feel better about myself rescuing a David, a tall witch in a bedsit.
Yeah, yeah.
A tall pizza-faced witch from a bedsit.
Well, he sounds like he needs rescuing from that description.
Well,
so come
true.
Along, please.
Well, I tell you what,
the horse.
Charles, have you spotted that crane? We've got about eight minutes left of the podcast. We really should be heading towards that.
Really want to sort this out. This dermatology.
You spotted where the cream is.
Nightmare.
Yes.
Yes.
Follow me.
Okay. Let's follow Charles. So I've got one more question. Head towards the pot of cream.
I hope that pot of cream is reality.
Is it just a massive giant pot of E45?
I hope not, because I've done E45 in the '90s and it didn't work.
Who's your favourite person to be around?
Polly, can you carry David?
If you don't mind.
Is this like, is rescuing him, are we? Not even in the metaphorical sense. Am I carrying him to the cream, am I? Okay.
Sling him over your shoulder.
I'll hook him up.
Here we
go. Here we
are. I'm being rescued by a maiden.
So,
this
David,
isn't sexist.
It's a bit of a weird, because you've got your head's halfway down Holly's back, but I'll...
All right, I'll manage it.
Who's your favourite person to be around?
Basically, my favourite person, obviously, Brian and Charles. I mean, and that's not me just, you know, I do enjoy your company, or I wouldn't be going to caves and rafts and, you know, Holly here.
Who is it? Who is it?
Once a month, I have a bit of me time. And I go to, and it's not cheap, it's expensive, and it's probably a bit, you know, we're all adults, we've all got... medically issued, you know. I've got flat feet. I've got to wear, and I.
Who is your favourite person to be around?
Her name is Judith. It's nothing romantic, and she basically. Who is a foot specialist? What's the actual name for it?
Pedagogist,
something like that.
Pedagogist, just so they're not a pedagogist.
Once a month,
she deals in fossils.
Chiropodist.
Podiatrist.
Chiropodist.
Yeah. Chiropodist.
Ch- Chiropodist.
Chiropodist. There we go. She is a chiropodist.
Chiropodist.
There is a podiatrist too, I think.
Podiatrist.
Yeah.
Basically, I see her in Arundel once a month, and she has this big automatic chair which lifts me up.
This out of everyone on the planet, this is the person you like to be around.
Honestly, if you hear it, you are treated like a king type of thing. And it really is...
You're getting a pedicure?
I'm getting a pedicure, basically.
Judith the pedicure.
You're still OK holding David over your shoulder? Because you seem absolutely fine with it.
So I'm quite light. I'm as light as a feather, really. And
David, hurry up with your story!
I'm holding on to the side of the wall. I'm trying to take some of my weight off.
So this lady, you like being around her, or what?
I do like being around her. She's quite motherly. She's very wise. We have a chat. There's a lot of common sense there. I'm on this large hydraulic chair. She lifts me up, and you've got like rests for each foot. You're pampered basically. She lifts you up like that. She sat down there. You're lifted up. It's a very expensive chair. It's probably worth thousands. And she basically. I know it's grim to hear, but if you've got flat feet, your feet don't fit any shoes and you get corns. I know it's not nice. You get like potentially ingrowing toenails, and she just dabs them with water, snips around like a little princess in a ladylike manner, shaves off the skin. I know it's grim, but it's just bliss. And she's got classical FM on the background. We chat about her son, Mike, who's doing biology in one of the big universities in London. She's not judging me. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
I've taken off my shoes. There they are. Once again, you've got the medieval village metaphor just looking at you. She's seen worse, and she's clipping them up. She's sorting them out. I don't have to worry about ingrowing toenails. I'm up there high. She's down there. Sometimes I don't even really listen to her. I'm just sort of, just a nice place to be.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating the way you've spoken about the fit. Your favourite person on the planet is the selfless woman who's hacking away at your feet.
Yeah.
And you, of all the women you chose to be, was basically the opposite of Judith. Was a selfish narcissist.
This is very true.
Pleasant egotist. But you've chosen to be around Judith, who's lovely and hacks away at your horrible feet every day.
This is very true.
You couldn't make it up, could you, Bri?
There's a lot of food.
Very insightful, Holly.
What's going on there,
Holly?
I don't know, but
we are here at the healing cave. So please ignore the stench and don't let the colour of the healing cream put you off.
Okay. Can you say that again?
I think we found the cream, have we?
We are here at the healing cave.
Oh, the healing
please
cave.
Please ignore the stench and don't let the colour of the healing cream put you off.
Okay, so the healing cream, there you go.
Oh, it's not a myth.
What colour is it?
David, are you putting your feet in there?
I'm putting my whole body in. Away, people. I'm shedding the clothing and I'm leaping in.
Oh,
it's almost like a healing bath.
It is. It looks like just like a bath of custard, really. It's yellow.
Ooh, how does it feel?
Oh, it feels cold. Very cold and jelly-like, really. It's not ideal, but I'm hoping in the long run. And it's got a rather odd stench.
It does, doesn't it?
Off milk.
Is it soothing at all? Or is
not really. It's not very comfortable. It's not comfortable between the legs. It's very cold.
It's over.
It's sulfur.
It's sulfur?
Oh, it's sulfur.
It's sulfur. That's why it's uncomfortable.
And that's why it smells. Yeah.
And that's
are you getting
smells.
Your face in there, David?
Not yet, but
and
I will
mercury.
Do now.
Because remember, your face was your worst part.
You're quite right.
Wow,
here it
David
goes.
David is fully submerged.
Fully immersed.
Wow.
Here we go. Oh.
It's like a baptism of...
Bring another one. Make the most of it. Oh,
you look like that Lurpak.
Yes.
Stop blowing your trumpet.
Yeah, indeed.
Stop.
I look like a Nick Park stop motion creation.
Well, yeah.
You can get out now.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I hope it's done the trick.
Well, we'll only find out tomorrow morning.
Oh, boy. I don't want to be there when you do.
I'm getting the feeling you don't want to wipe him down.
I'd rather not.
No. I'm sensing
Leave
this.
Leave all the cream on me. I just want to,
I'm sensing
you seem like
it.
A new man.
Thank you. That's the sort of compliment I want. No, I don't want to wash you down.
And Charles can wander off into the sunset.
Let's hook on, sir.
Holly, one more question. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. One more question to David.
Oh, one more question for David. Okay. Well, I did enjoy our other quest, our last question.
So let's head back out to the entrance, as Holly asked.
If you had to have the job of your dreams, what would it be?
Job of your dreams.
My absolute job of my dreams would be a case of... I think I'd be someone who invited on Radio 4, a bit like Will Self or something like that, who makes social observations, you know, critical comments mm-hmm. about culture. Uh-huh. And they say, Dave, what's your view about Brexit? What's your view about this? And I'm just asked
well,
on this
shows.
This
is a similar this sort
is
of
this?
Platform.
Well, this is what I'm hoping. I hope this is a trampoline to that.
Oh, so this isn't good enough.
Oh, no, no. Don't think that, Brian.
It's
no.
a stopgap.
Oh, really? So no, are you no. using me?
No one's using nobody, buddy. Not at all.
Not buddy. That was patronising.
Oh, no. You're quite right. Friend, platonic,
they
psychic.
They wouldn't use the word buddy on Radio 4,
not even psychic.
Do you see this as like a little stepping stone to another job, do you?
Not at all.
Well, that's what you just said. I think there's a slither of Diana in you.
I wish there was.
You in a way. Come across as a Judith, but underneath the Judith...
There's a Diana.
You're a Diana.
Sneaking about.
You little wolf.
And aren't we a bit jealous if there was a bit of Diana in there?
She's Brian, is this the first time you've recognised this in here?
It is, actually, yeah.
It's rather spooky, David.
She's not taken over, though, Brian. Don't worry about that.
Quite
she's not
an ambitious...
Sort of ruthless 80s woman with shoulder pads. She's
I know. You'll be on Woman's Hour tomorrow, won't
well,
you?
I wish I was.
Diana will be on there with Jenny Murray giving her all about some opening she was at.
If only that could be... I've just got this dreadful wall where I just can't... You know, I've just been handed the wrong
gentleman. You're not using me, are you?
No, Brian, I'm
David,
not...
David, your skin is going a very strange colour.
Oh, God. Oh, it's turning.
You'll never get on Radio 4 with that skin.
Oh, God. Well, it's radio, isn't it? That might help me. Leave the cave. I'm a creature. I'm just going to dwell here for now.
I don't
now
think
on.
It's worked.
Oh, horrific.
Oh,
look at
boy.
Me. What a disaster.
He's basically just a bloke covered in custard. Guys, we've come out. We've reached the entrance of the cave.
Oh, the light, civilization!
Oh,
my skin's
burning. We are in Paris, aren't we?
Oh,
look where we are.
Well, one final message from you to Holly.
You know, it doesn't matter what Mother Nature hands you in the biological departments. We're all bloody equal, and the moon's there to be capitalised by everyone. Outer space.
Guys, let's go for a fondue.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
What do they call it? Like raclette in France.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Oh, he's here as well. There you go, Charles.
Say goodbye to everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.